The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Millions, if not billions, of human beings around the world are under such stress that they experience anxiety, phobias, and depression. They are miserable and unhappy. They are not experiencing peace of mind. What about you? Chances are, like most of us in this fast-paced world, you are stressed. The high cost of living challenges our families. Can we pay our unpaid bills? Every day, millions commute in congested traffic that is frustrating and stressful. Machinery noise in our neighborhoods and workplace can be nerve-wracking. Then we may have conflicts and arguments with family members or coworkers. Then physical ailments and headaches can frustrate us and stress us even more. Millions of people around the world pay for expensive drugs to help calm their mental anxieties. But God in heaven provides a way to cope with these frustrations that is free of charge. How can you achieve complete peace of mind? How can you find happiness and contentment in an age of stress, anxiety, wars, conflicts, terrorism, and financial collapse? You need to know the seven keys for peace of mind. Stay tuned. Greetings to all our friends around the world. How much would you pay for peace of mind? With all the stresses and turmoil around the world and the troubling news we learn about every day, how can you overcome anxiety, worry, and apprehension? On today's program, we'll answer those questions, and we'll be offering you an inspiring free audio CD that will help you maintain a positive, peaceful, and tranquil mind. It's titled, Vital Keys to Happiness. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. How many people find it difficult to cope with everyday stress? Do you find it difficult to find peace of mind and tranquility? The American Psychological Association gave this report in February 2015. Quote, 42% of adults say they are not doing enough or are not sure whether they are doing enough to manage their stress. One in five Americans, 20%, say they never engage in an activity to help relieve or manage their stress, end of quote. That's from Stress in America, Paying with Our Health, page 9. What activities will help you manage your stress? And what are the common causes of stress? The APA report continues with a listing of coping strategies used by some. Quote, many Americans say their stress levels have either stayed the same, 53%, or increased, 29%, in the past year. Only 18% of Americans say their stress has decreased in the past year. The most commonly reported sources of stress include money. 64% report this is a very or somewhat significant source of stress. Work, 60%. The economy, 49%. Family responsibilities, 47%, and personal health concerns, 46%. The most commonly reported stress management techniques include listening to music, 44%, exercising, walking, 43%, watching television for more than 2 hours per day, 40%, and surfing the internet, going online, 38%, end of quote. My friends, some of these strategies can help you manage stress, but the God who created your human mind to begin with gives long-term solutions to mental health challenges. Let's consider seven strategies for producing and maintaining peace of mind. Key number one for producing peace of mind is fulfill the Great Commission. My friends, your Bible gives a mission to every human being on earth. It should be the number one goal in your life. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter. but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You know, when you seek a cause greater than yourself, you can find peace of mind. Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In the 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus emphasized the need for faith. My friends, we need to live each day by faith. Before Jesus' ascension to heaven, he gave his disciples what is called the Great Commission. Read that in Matthew 28, verse 18. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Longtime viewers of Tomorrow's World know that we take that mission seriously. Will you join us in that mission? Let others know about Tomorrow's World. Study the booklets, CDs, DVDs that we offer free of charge. Tomorrow's World website gives you those resources which you can order free of charge. And if you have come to the place in your life where you desire to repent and overcome and give your life to God in Christ, we have representatives in many regions around the world. You may want to counsel for baptism and make your life a part of the Great Commission. Be sure to write down the contact information on your screen or write to us at one of our regional addresses. Jesus also described the Great Commission in Mark 16, verse 15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned or judged. Yes, Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Key number one for producing peace of mind is fulfill the Great Commission. Key number two for producing and maintaining peace of mind is pray about your worries. Sometimes we're stressed because we will not share our burdens with anyone else. As a result, we compound the worry. But God wants you to share your anxieties with him. Notice this wonderful promise in Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My friends, all the money in the world cannot buy you happiness. But God wants to freely give you that very special and priceless gift, peace of mind. What an incredible promise God is giving you. Just be plain in sharing your problems in prayer. Ancient King David was very open and even forward in his urgent complaints and prayers. Let's look at Psalm 30, verse 10, for example. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. This is just one of many requests for God's mercy. Notice that God is called the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. My friends, share your anxieties with God in prayer. Suggest solutions to your problems. Thank God for the privilege of coming before his throne of grace. Look forward to his promise that he will give you the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Key number two for producing and maintaining peace of mind is pray about your worries. We'll continue with more special keys for producing peace of mind in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this special inspiring free audio CD or compact disc titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs, Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and the Seven Laws of Success. You need this vital information. These programs will help you in your study of the Bible and help you find that elusive peace of mind that is so precious in God's sight. You may even want to share the CD with your family and friends. God wants you to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness, peace, and success. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. You can also order this free CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that stress is affecting millions of us, even billions around the world. But the Bible gives keys to managing, even overcoming that stress. We briefly discussed two keys to finding peace of mind. Key number one for producing peace of mind is fulfill the Great Commission. Key number two for producing and maintaining peace of mind is pray about your worries. Key number three for establishing peace of mind is seek wise counselors. If you have your Bible, turn to Proverbs 8, verse 14. Here we find the greatest and wisest source of counsel. Proverbs 8, verse 14. God Almighty counsels us. Counsel is mind and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. Your Bible gives wise counsel. I know several individuals who read the book of Proverbs a chapter every day. In fact, God inspired the book of Proverbs with this encouraging introduction, Proverbs 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My friends, are you willing to seek counsel to help face your stresses and challenges? Here's another proverb that gives us wisdom. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Yes, my friends, seek wise counsel. Let's consider one more admonition. Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. Turn in your Bible to Proverbs 12, verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Seek God's counsel by reading your Bible every day, and seek out wise counselors who have demonstrated stability and biblically based character. Key number three for establishing peace of mind is seek wise counselors. Key number four for establishing peace of mind is practice physical exercise. Hundreds, if not thousands, of health reports and studies show the benefit of physical exercise to reducing stress. Years ago, I wrote in my personal lesson book, When Depressed, Go Out and Jog or Run. The Mayo Clinic gives this advice, quote, exercise in almost any form can act as a stress reliever. Being active can boost your feel-good endorphins and distract you from daily worries, end of quote. That's from an article titled, Exercise and Stress, Get Moving to Manage Stress. The article continues, quote, if you're not an athlete or even if you're out of shape, you can still make a little exercise go a long way towards stress management. Discover the connection between exercise and stress relief and why exercise should be part of your stress management plan. End of quote. For those of us in our senior years, walking can be one of the best exercises. There are even some individuals more than 90 years of age that keep active. On May 30th, 2015, Harriet Thompson, 92 years old from here in Charlotte, North Carolina, completed a California marathon in 7 hours, 24 minutes, and 36 seconds. She set a record as the oldest woman to complete a marathon. The Apostle Paul even shares a comment on the value of physical exercise. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Physical exercise profits us in this physical life, but spiritual exercise can lead to eternal blessings. Key number 4 for establishing peace of mind is practice physical exercise. We'll continue with key number 5 in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our inspiring free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. This inspiring CD contains 3 Tomorrow's World programs, Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and the 7 Laws of Success. You need this vital information. Be sure to request your free copy. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
We all experience stress in our modern, fast-paced, information overload world. The high cost of living challenges our families. Can we pay our unpaid bills? Every day, millions commute in congested traffic that is frustrating and stressful. Machinery noise in our neighborhoods and workplace can be nerve-wracking. Then we may have conflicts and arguments with family members or coworkers. Then physical ailments and headaches can frustrate us and stress us even more. How can you cope with the stresses in our fast-paced modern world? Let's understand. To some degree, our mental health is a matter of choice. You can choose to maintain a positive and tranquil mind. Key number 5 for establishing peace of mind is maintain a positive mind. There are several quotable quotes about exercising a positive mind. My wife gave me a framed picture of a lightning bolt with the title, The Power of Attitude. Quote, our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but by how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings to us, but by the attitude we bring to life. A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst, a spark that creates extraordinary results. End of quote. James writes this in chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. The trial certainly may be painful, but you view the process with joy. Why? Verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So you can have a positive attitude knowing that your character and patience are being strengthened. How many times have I told myself when facing a stressful situation, maintain a positive and tranquil mind? God then helps me through the trial. Learning to smile and having a sense of humor also help. And be ready to pray at an instant's notice. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Key number 5 for establishing peace of mind is maintain a positive mind. Key number 6 for establishing peace of mind is count your blessings. We just read Philippians 4 verse 6, which exhorts us to have a positive attitude. Philippians 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer with supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. We overcome anxieties by sharing our innermost thoughts and concerns with God in prayer. We exercise a positive attitude in our prayers. How? By thanking God. Count your blessings. As it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Notice this, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. My friends, count your blessings and express heartfelt gratitude to God. What are you thankful for? Do you thank God for the awesome revelation of His truth, the Holy Bible? Do you thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for your sins? Remember how John the Baptist referred to the Messiah? John 1, verse 29. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thank God that He can take away your sins if you repent and accept Jesus as your Savior. My friends, thank God daily for all the blessings in your life. Thank God for His personal love toward you. Key number 6 for establishing peace of mind is count your blessings. We'll share the final key in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to once again offer you this very encouraging, uplifting, and inspiring compact disc, Vital Keys to Happiness. Vital Keys to Happiness. This free CD contains 3 Tomorrow's World programs, Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and the 7 Laws of Success. You need this vital information. These programs will help you in your study of the Bible and help you find that elusive peace of mind that is so precious in God's sight. You may even want to share the CD with your family and friends. God wants you to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness, peace, and success. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. You can also order this free CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
On today's program, we've been discussing keys to peace of mind. Regardless of the stresses we face, God gives us the power and the principles to cope with the frustrations and challenges of life. Let's briefly review the first 6 of the 7 keys to peace of mind. Key number 1 for producing peace of mind is fulfill the Great Commission. Key number 2, pray about your worries. Key number 3, seek wise counselors. Key number 4, practice physical exercise. Key number 5, maintain a positive mind. Key number 6, count your blessings. My friends, when you apply these biblical keys in your life, you'll be able to meet the challenges that face us all. One of those challenges that is common to most people is the stress of managing our finances. The American Psychological Association report we mentioned earlier in the program stated this, quote, stress about money and finances appears to have a significant impact on Americans' lives. Nearly 3/4, 72% of adults, report feeling stressed about money at least some of the time, and nearly 1/4 say that they experience extreme stress about money. In some cases, people are even putting their health care needs on hold because of financial concerns, end of quote. How can you cope with these kinds of stresses? Look at one of God's special promises to you. Turn in your Bible to Philippians 4, verse 19. The Apostle Paul writes, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My friends, your Bible is a gold mine of God's promises to you. You just need to go in prayer to the throne of grace in heaven and claim those promises. The seventh and final vital key to peace of mind is claim God's promises. But to claim God's promises, you need the faith to claim those promises. God gives us this in Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My friends, as you humbly and earnestly read your Bible, the word of God, he will give you more faith. That's just one of his many, many promises to you. Read this amazing truth in 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Now notice this. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Your Bible records hundreds of promises God wants you to acknowledge, embrace, and claim. Yes, he's given us exceedingly great and precious promises. In Matthew, the sixth chapter, Jesus gave us the perspective of choosing the spiritual over the material. He made it plain just how much God loves us. He can easily provide all our physical needs, but we must first seek God's kingdom, then all the material needs will be provided. Let's look at that promise once again, Matthew 6 and verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all our physical and material needs, shall be added to you. The seventh key for peace of mind is claim God's promises. My friends, on today's program, we've seen that God is very willing to give us a peace of mind that surpasses all understanding, as he promised in Philippians 4:7. In this world of turmoil, stress, and danger, you need God's peace of mind. Be sure to apply all seven of these keys for peace of mind. And be sure to request our inspiring free compact disc, Vital Keys to Happiness. May God bless you as you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Our presenters will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.